World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, and I'm going to try to clear some of that stuff up here today. We're going to do communion. Look, I'm going to tell you this. You don't want to miss. You don't say, oh, communion. Okay, well, come back in after communion if you want to take communion. We're going somewhere today, and going to reveal and unveil some of that stuff to you. Something's happening. I was talking just before we went live. Seed time and harvest. Do you guys recognize the difference between the two? Seed time and harvest. The Bible speaks specifically of that. Seed time is planting. I don't know where you live, but here in Ohio, you plant in the spring and you reap in the fall. In other words, it's about a 60-day, two-month period, sowing and reaping, depending on what you sow. But there's growth time. We've planted a lot of seeds, and I'm going to show you some stuff here this morning that I think is going to be an encouragement to you. So stay with us. Stay with us. Man, things are rocking, rolling. People getting arrested in D.C. I know you all want to see the hammer come down hard. I know you do. I know you do. But this unveiling and revealing is going to be deeper than what any of us can even understand. And we have to trust the old football coach in me. I didn't always show my best plays right at the beginning of the game. We had to set them up. We had to make sure everything was set up exactly. The other team, we had them set up to do exactly what we wanted to do. Then we ran the reverse. Then we ran the double pass. Then, oh, yeah. Hey, folks, a lot going on that you don't know is going on. A lot going on that I don't know is going on. I'm going to connect some dots for you. So, hey, Joe Carrico, clear out there in California. It's 4:03. We appreciate you getting up here this morning, Joe, leading us. Hey, Joe, if I could jump in here real quick, fine, of course I can. Spencer, pull up Proverbs 8. I'd like to read Proverbs. It's the eighth day. Get out there and stake, folks. Hang on, Joe. Bear with me. I'm sorry, but I got to get this in. Proverbs 8. I sent it to you, Spence. I think it's in there. Proverbs 8. There it is. I want to read this because this is when we go stake, this would be your proverb today. First of all, I'll read your proverb anyway, but go stake. Does not wisdom cry? I love the Bible. And understanding put forth her voice. She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in places of the paths. Wisdom cries at the gates. It's what we're doing. Wisdom enters the city. Wisdom cries at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. Wisdom is calling to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be you of an understanding heart. Scroll up, Spence. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth speaketh truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips, and all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in my words. My words are plain to him that understands, and my words are right to them that find the knowledge. So, folks, receive instructions and not silver. Quit worrying about money and knowledge rather than gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to wisdom. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Hate evil. I thought God was love. No, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. pride, arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Yeah, Ray, hate Pride Month. I hate Pride Month. I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I'm understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me. Oh, he doesn't love them all? Doesn't love everybody? No, he loves them that love me. And those that seek me early, they'll find me. Riches and honor are with me, yeah. Durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yeah. Than fine gold, and my revenue, choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Oh, yeah, he leads in judgment, folks. They've been telling us how long. Who are you to judge? 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 He leads in it, man. He leads it. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Why? That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures to those who love me. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. I was. You were. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I was brought forth. Well, as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he was set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. God's in control, boys and girls. When he gave to the sea his decree, then the waters should not pass his command. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of this earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are he that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not refuse it. And blessed is the man that heareth me, walking daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my door. For whosoever findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. For all they that hate me love death. Whoa! You think some man wrote that? Come on! You think some man wrote that? Oh, man. I'm going to take you someplace. Don't leave, man. Don't leave. Let's go, Joe.
Yes, sir. Reading this morning is Romans 6, 1 to 11. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
How stupid are we? Why would we do that?
God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Amen.
Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Mm. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Stop serving sin! Stop serving sin!
For he that is dead is freed from sin.
Amen. I'm a dead man. Yeah, nevertheless, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the grace of the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. I'm a dead man walking. Go, Joe.
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that sin also shall live with him.
No sin, that we believe that we shall also live with him.
Yeah. Knowing that also Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more.
That's right, they die again. That's right.
Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. That's me. That's me.
Yes, sir.
I'm alive unto God.
Dear Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, we're so grateful that we are alive unto you, Father. Alive unto you, the only true God that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Mm-hmm.
That we who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And Lord, we find ourselves in times that the Chinese would call cursed, interesting times. But we are grateful to be here, Lord, these days. We see your handiwork, your fingers, your hand, every place around us. So much is happening. And every one of us on this call has things that they believe were done unjustly and want to see it done right. Please give us the ultimate fisherman's patience, Lord, to wait for you to unveil the truth and to let justice come as it is your will with your timing, for your timing is better than our timing. Your ways are better than our ways. We think we know better, Lord, but we can just see the bit of the parade that's right in front of us. And you're up there and can see the beginning from the end. So give us patience, Lord. Give us the best fisherman's patience. And help us, Lord, to be fishers of men. To learn to be fishers of men. And remember that we are your ambassadors, and to learn how to surrender, to peel off another layer of the onion that is our soul, the onion peel, that let us let you go deeper, Lord. Let us be more your servants and more your friend. And we're so grateful for communion. We ask that you bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us and sacrificed and shed for us so many years ago. And we ask that you forgive us our sins and transgressions and bring us cleansed into your sight. For this is a sacred act we do now. And we come to you on our knees, in reverence, in gratitude, and our soul trembles at your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Producer, yeah, thank you, sir. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And then he took the cup and gave thanks and said it and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Drink all of it. Drink all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly. Drink all of it, folks. All of it. All of it. All of it. All of it. Look, I gotta get rolling. I got some stuff. Look, before we do, I looked up begotten. Jesus was God's only begotten son. Only begotten. I said, what does that mean? Begotten. I went to Webster's. It says procreated or generated. In other words, Jesus Christ had literally the seed of Almighty God inside of him. We don't. We've been created in his image, but he was only one seed, a God-man seed. Wow. Wow. Where am I? Where are you here, coach? Look. Jared, maybe you can help me in the future. Sometimes when I try to send videos, they're too big. And I go to the outbox, they get stuck. I had a couple really, really good videos I want to show you today. But you probably didn't get them. So bear with me here, friends. I'm going to show you some stuff. I'm talking today, seed time, harvest. What? Yeah. I've done a lot of planting, boys and girls. And this thing that we call Coach Dave Live, I've done a lot of planting. And we're starting to see the fruit of it. We see Mel, Craig, and Randy, and Steve. And you start naming names, I'm going to stop right there. Growth. Growth. What? Yes. Yeah. But it was because of a seed time. I want to talk about the seed time here this morning. Some of you don't have any idea. You have no idea. I'll show you something. I can only do it by my phone. I sent it to you, Spencer. I'm sorry it didn't come out. Here's the only way I know to do it. On April 22nd, 2019. Anybody know how long ago that was? Anybody know how long ago that was? What date's that, Coach? April 22, 2019. I wish I could get it up here so you could see it better. But this is Coach Dave. I was sitting out on my lawnmower mowing my grass, and I told my wife, I got to go to Hillary's. She said, what? So, yeah, I got to go to Hillary's. I jumped in my car the next day and drove to Old House Lane in Chappaqua, New York. I'm going to try to show you this, folks. This is a seed planting. This whole idea of going after the demonic began right here at this moment. Let's see if I can get it up for you here. Now, why is there no sound to this thing? I hate phones. I hate technology. Are you kidding me? Why is this thing not playing?
Hey, folks, Coach Dave here. I'm here in Chappaqua, New York, outside the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton. I don't think they're home right now. I've been at her quite a while. Nobody's come and said anything or done anything to me. There's a big black limos that are here protecting this lawbreaker. Hillary Clinton is probably the most notorious government criminal in my lifetime.
2019.
It's governmental protection. Let me see if I can figure out how to flip this phone around here a bit so you can see me. It should be a flipper, and I don't see it. Where is this thing? Is that it? No.
By myself, drove to Chappaqua, 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York.
Hey, folks, Coach Dave here. I'm here in Chappaqua, New York, outside the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, it's repeating for some reason. Okay, anyway, trust me, I went there. What day is that? April 22nd, 2019. Hey, Spencer, pull up Main Events. main event. Folks, we're talking seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. I went and planted a seed. I went to Bill and Hillary's. Are you kidding me? Craig Mickle put this together for me. Some of you don't know what the heck's going on. You don't have any idea what we're connected to here. Look at this. May 1, 2019, coach going to Chappaqua. May 31st, 2019, we took a bunch of other people to Chappaqua. That's when Randy put his feet under, brought the death sentence to Hillary Clinton when he put his feet under an anointed death threshold. October 31st, we went to Washington, D.C. We visited Biden, Obama, Barr. Hey, Spencer, real quickly, pull up that picture of Bill Barr. See if you can. I'm sorry. There it is. Coach Dave with the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, with a bunch of us with a white horse. We went to Bill Barr's house, and we demanded in a nice way that Bill Barr do the right thing during the stolen election. We sent letters. We bombarded Bill Barr's wife with letters telling her that we were praying for her husband. Anybody remember that besides me? And 2 weeks later, Bill Barr quit. Yeah, Pete, the truth is coming out on Bill Barr. Folks, seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. November 11th, 2020, we went to the Georgia Guidestones. I could show you all these pictures. We got pictures of all of them. January 6th, 2021, we went to Washington, D.C. to support righteousness and enforce the law. January 6, 2021, the date a year after J6, we went back and we prayer walked and staked the U.S. Supreme Court. Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we did. June 7th, we went to New Orleans for Pastor Tony Spell and we staked the Fifth Circuit Court case. September 26th, we went to Gettysburg. Oh, we'll get into that. Spiritual call to the nation. September 17th, Craig put all this together. You believe this? September 17th, we went to the U.S. Court of Appeal. All of us, 18, 12 teams, 48 different people went on the same day and staked the federal courts, 12 of them. Operation, huh? Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we did. December 21st, 2000, we went to the Serpent Mound. I think I have a video of that. Went to the Serpent Mound. November 23rd to October 24th, Oklahoma. 77 courthouses. Randy and his team went, did spiritual warfare. August 10th, 7th, Chicago DNC trip. Craig went to DC. October 19th, Oklahoma. 12 media outlets. They went and staked the media. October 30th, Masonic Stone Mountain. What? Oh, yeah, we went and staked that. August 2025, local staking started. February 2023, salted the waters. We made a trip to the Supreme Court. We made United Nations trip. We went to Nashville, D.C. We went to Jekyll Island. We went to Masonic temples. We did hurricane relief trips, tornado relief trips. Folks. Something happening here. Go ahead, Joe, quickly.
Yeah, I don't know the date, but we also went to Virginia to stop them taking away the Second Amendment there.
Virginia, I'm sure we've forgotten a lot of things, right? I'm sure we've forgotten a lot of things. Can I tell you something? It was a death knell to Hillary Clinton. When we went to Chappaqua, New York, baby, she ain't been the same yet. She was set up by the dark side to be the next president of the United States. And Randy Lunsford went and laid his hand. I got so many pictures. Did I send you any more pictures, Spencer? I don't know if I did or not. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I'm looking here. Hang on. Bear with me. Oh, yeah, I didn't number them. Right between Hillary list of things email and Hillary vids on pull up that Cincinnati.com story. Christian prayer group and Native Americans face off at the Ohio's Serpent Mound. There's Jeff Klein. getting it from an Indian. See, the Indians claim the mounds. We know they aren't the mound. We know they're not the Indians. We know they're the Nephilim. We know they're demonic. We know that, right? And so the Cincinnati Inquirer, why would they care? Why would the Cincinnati Inquirer care that we went to the serpent mound? My wife read Psalm 91 over there. Boy, a demon broke. You don't have to believe it. A demon broke loose when she was saying Psalm 91. Steve Deck, you remember that? Anybody out there remember? Hey.
Absolutely.
Seed time, harvest, baby. Steve, in fact, you dropped some stones or something there, didn't you, Steve? Didn't you leave something there, Steve?
Yes, seven of them.
Seven stones. What?
The last two were difficult until I prayed and told God. I had those people watching me. I said, God, let them all look into the woods. And all of a sudden, all 10 of them looked in the woods, and I got rid of the last two. Planted them. Praise God.
Oh, okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on. Hang on. I'm going somewhere. Pull up. I'm hurrying through this. Down at the bottom, I didn't number them. Next to the last one. Article on Doug Hagman. Doug Hagman. What? Doug Hagman. Claim. This is from Right Wing Watch, who I'm sure they're watching right now, boys. Hey, dudes, we're winning. Lord's winning. Doug Hagman claims Right House supports the right wing effort to lock up Hillary. You got to remember that? Lock her up. Lock her up. My lock her up shirt. When was this? Scroll down. When was this? By the way, that's us. There we are. That's at Hillary's. That's at Hillary's on 6/20/2019. Hey, Kyle Mantella, you haven't spoken about us recently, Kyle. What's going on? On last night's episode of the Hagman Report, Doug Hagman talked to this crazy Dave Doppenmeyer, drove 16 hours to Hillary's house, right? Oh, we did this, right? Then a few dozen right-wing activists showed up at Chappaqua on Memorial Day. And, oh, yeah, yeah. Then we went to the Memorial Day parade. Oh, yeah. Hagman participated in it, folks. Seed time, harvest. We're about to reap something. We're about to reap something. We'll say it again. We're about to reap something. And I want to encourage you, wherever you are, now is not the time to rest. Now is the time to stake and move and come on, baby. Now's not the time for rest. Oh my goodness. I'm about ready to open. Here's what I'm talking about this. Pull up the last one, Bill Barr. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Remember this. We prayed. We sent cards and letters. Huh? Bill Barr. Oh, this is unbelievable. Right when we were in Chappaqua. No. When we went when we went to Hillary's house, look at this. Bill Barr was holding secret meetings to plot prosecutions of Trump and block his political comeback. What? Bill Barr was like, we should bring RICO because it's a very difficult type of charge to defend. You took my documents and phones and never returned them. Now you think you can move against me? Let me be clear. Your time is running out. Letting you live was one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made. Armstrong Williams, it's all in here, playing for the other team, conservative, fake, Armstrong Williams. Hey, listen, I'm not going to show much of this, okay? I'm going to put it in the chat. This is a whistleblower. Listen to what she has to say. Go ahead. Bill Barr. Hey, Bill Barr, justice system. Randy, it's working. It's working, folks. Seed time, harvest. We're at the midst of a harvest. Go ahead.
Oh, why I am being prosecuted and no one else is being charged or prosecuted. It's very easy. I called the FBI to report Bill Barr and Armstrong Williams. I have notes of every single meeting. One meeting can be about visa for someone, or another meeting can be about January 6th or RICO case. I have
Freeze. Oh, I'm sorry. Spencer, get your hand, be ready. These are her actual notes. Rudy Giuliani's a target. Huh? Rudy, he did efforts to change the 2020. Let's go get Rudy. Let's go get Rudy. Bill Barr's in on this, folks. Giuliani always claim on public about the elections. I can't read his writing. And we were warned about him. Oh, yeah. Bill Barr's in on it. Hey, Randy, We got his ass out of there, didn't we? Go ahead. Go ahead. Well, we did. Orico. We did. Go ahead.
Case. I have a quote here that was like, Barr believes the FBI will go to Trump House soon. And one thing that I heard a lot is like how they go to prevent America to have Trump again. One thing that I learned very fast and very in the beginning is like Bill Barr is someone extremely important.
Hang on.
And I remember the...
Hang on. Bill Barr is someone very important. Hmm? Where do we go? Somebody help me. Where do we go again? Hmm? Who came out and visited with us? Hmm? Randy laid his hands on Bill Barr, prayed over him. Hmm? We sent letters to Bill Barr's wife saying, we're praying for your husband. He'll do the right thing. And then he quit. What? Coincidence. Coincidence. Go ahead.
Like the biggest conversation they had at that point, it is like, what kind of charts that we can bring against Trump?
Bill Barr!
That's when Bill Barr, and I will never forget that, Bill Barr was like, we should bring RICO because it's a very difficult type of charge to defend.
This is Project Veritas, James O'Keefe.
Armstrong had...
Keep going.
This powerful friends. He's friends with like Bill Barr. He's friends with Ben Carson. He's friend with the mayor of DC. And he has like all this list of powerful people and people like with a lot of money. I know they do some business together. All the time Armstrong needs something, he calls Bill Barr. Like can be, for example, approve of.
Armstrong needs something, and he calls Bill Barr to approve a visa for someone. Really? Go ahead.
Visa for someone, he calls Bill Barr. Or, for example, do some kind of lobbying with, for example, Turkish Airlines. He calls Bill Barr. Bill Barr is like the person that we call to resolve any kind of problems or situations.
Okay, freeze it. Freeze it. Huh? Okay, now look. These are some notes off of her phone during a political Armstrong Williams. You took my documents phone. Okay, doesn't matter. She's just showing us. Hey, Randy. Pardon me. What happened to his ass? What happened to Bill Barr's ass? Why, the Holy Spirit ran him out. He couldn't take the heat. Why? Because a bunch of fools showed up. You have that picture of us? Pull up. Go back to that picture again. Spencer, which one? Say, Coach, which one are you talking about? Bill Barr. Yeah. Where's the article that shows all of us out there? Which one was that, Spencer? There's me. We're Bill Barr. Randy laid hands on him. He put a circle. Oh, look at those people. Huh? What's the date of that? What's the date? 6/20/2019. Are you kidding me? There's Doug Hagman, right? See, he says locker up right there. Doug Hagman standing there. He came with us. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. I got a lot more information, folks. Hey, we got to keep doing what we are doing because we are, something's happening here. When it is, ain't exactly clear. Okay, who wants to come in? I got more. Who else wants to come in? Come on in. Come on.
Keep going.
Come on in,
keep
Ray.
Going. You're doing good.
Come on in, Ray.
Yeah. Another thing, too, was, you know, how we're this whole month, Chad was mentioning doing Operation 31, laying stones everywhere. Remember the four corners of Washington, D.C.? They each had a stone, and we went to those four corners, east, south, west, and north.
Ray,
hey,
I forgot all about that.
There's some significance with those stones, right?
That's right. That's right. I forgot all about that. Hang on. I'll go send you something else. Somebody else, come on, keep talking. I'm going to show you something else you ain't going to believe. Come on in. Come. Who is it? Somebody, come on. Come on in here. We're winning, folks. Huh? Seed time harvest. Now, look, that doesn't mean that the battle ain't going to be hard and the battle ain't going to be long. We have to be persistent and consistent and stay after it. staking four corners of every place we talk about. Why? Reclaiming the territory for the cause of Christ. Come on, somebody come on in here. I'm looking for something. Somebody come in and talk.
Well, we need to pursue Bill Gates.
Go ahead, say
Bill
it again.
Gates.
We need to pursue Bill Gates.
We need to pursue Bill Gates, man. Good point. Where can we go? Where are his offices? Where can we go? Boots on the ground. Stake it. Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Coach, don't forget, we sang Shake It Up, Jesus, get those J6ers out. Amen. And those walls came down.
Oh, man. See, look, we don't believe in the power of God, do we? We don't believe in the power of God. I still have my shirt, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. I'm going to speak right now. We will see Hillary Clinton behind bars. We're going to see it. Why? Because justice is going to roll down like a mighty river. I'm scrolling on my phone looking for other things that you guys don't even know about that we've done. Pull that list back up, Spencer. Pull that list back up. 2019. How many years ago would that be? May 1st, 2019. We've got it going. We called it, Spence. See how good you are, brother. Go to Facebook. Go to Facebook and look up Equal Justice Tour. I showed you this the other day. Folks, we're still on it, man. We're still on it. Kingdoms are coming down in Jesus' name. It's happening all around us. Equal Justice Tour. Because we were doing it. Indict Hillary for her crimes. Equal. Hey, Vinny, seed time, harvest. They don't all come at the same. Look at some of those pictures. Look at those. Click on some of those guys in the middle. That crew of guys. No, go back. There we are. There's Coach. Go back. Oh, my goodness. Freeze. Bill Clinton. See him there? Look at the old fat guy up at 11 o'clock. Coach Dave holding his sign says, indict Hillary. Indict Hillary. And there's Bill. Can you make that bigger? Make it bigger? Oh, yeah. Oh, you just took me out of the picture. Go back in. There I am holding my sign, indict Hillary. Bill's looking right at me, and look at old polka dot Hillary right there in the middle. Chappaqua, New York, June 22nd, 2019. Equal Justice Tour webpage. Go back, Spencer, go back to the homepage. What else do we do? Well, look at all this stuff. Look at those people who showed up. Equal Justice Tour, Guardians of Liberty. What? Mark Trump painted on his truck, indict Hillary. Equal Justice Tour. When? June 5, 2019. Folks, seed time, harvest. We'll go back to that page. I'm sorry if this doesn't move you. It moves me. It's old Trump holding the sign. We got all kinds of, there's Hagman. There's Coach Dave. Cops talking to Coach Dave. Look at it. Doug Hagman down on his knee, praying, declaring justice of the guard. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Scroll on down. There we are. There we are. What? Yeah. Crooked Hillary for prison. Crooked Hillary for prison. Oh, my goodness. Equal Justice Tour. Get off that page. Go back. Scroll down. Folks, we've been doing this a while. We've been doing it a while. Scroll down to get more, Spence. That's not it. There's more on that page, man. There's more on that page somewhere. I don't know how you get to it. I'm not being critical of it. A lot of stuff on. Oh,
well, Coach. Don't forget, we went to the Supreme Court.
We went to the
couple of different times.
Supreme Court, huh? This is all, folks. This is ancient history here on Facebook of things that we've done. I haven't posted on this page in I don't know how long. But friends, this is evidence. We went and did this, and here is what happened. Wow. Wow.
Coach, what
go,
day
go back,
did you get?
Go back up there. Go back up there. Okay, they are. Somebody, it hadn't been me. Somebody else has been doing it. Okay, all right. Jack, come on in.
What was the date that you got a visit from the Gestapo?
I don't know. The FBI came to my house. Folks, the FBI came to my house and the Secret Service came to my house. Both. And their plan, which has been foiled, I should have already been in jail. That was their plan. Where was that? Where? Well, one of those videos they talk about, that was their plan. We're all supposed to already be in jail, folks.
Praise the Lord.
They were coming after us all. It's in that Bill Barr. We're not going to play, but put it in the chat. Go through that Bill Barr thing. Folks, they have in that Bill Barr's communication, they were coming after all of us. All of us J6ers. They had to get rid of us, folks. Oh, my goodness. Jeff Nares.
Hey, Coach. I keep seeing on the internet, and I've been out of the loop here for a couple weeks, that part of the Russia-Ukraine deal that Putin wants to do is to extradite Fauci. Any truth to that you know of?
I've heard that, but I don't know. I don't know. See, Fauci is an international criminal, folks, not just in America. He killed people all across the world.
Well, I just bring him up because Bill Gates was mentioned, and you lump those two together and others that aren't as famous or infamous.
Would that be the kings of this earth who set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together? Would that be those people they're talking about in Psalm 2, I'm wondering? The kings of this earth who set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed? Would that be the guys when they said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities? Would that be those guys? Principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. I think that'd be them, wouldn't it? I mean, that's who we're talking about here. Can you imagine, friends, if the American church would engage? I feel this really, really deep. This has so encouraged my heart. I can't even tell you. It's encouraged my heart. Randy, come on in. Your hand's not up, but if you can, come on and give us your perspective, or Craig, or somebody. Hey, friends, this is 2025. We went to Chappaqua in 2019. Seed time, harvest. We planted some seeds. Time to pick some fruit. Let me stop right there a second. Lord, we lift up Mel's mother. Folks, Liberty Mel's mother fell, hit her head, had to have some couple brain surgeries. Just nevertheless, your will be done in her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on in, Craig. Somebody come on. I feel like I'm alone today. What's going on?
No, you're not. Keep going. You're doing good.
Well, I got a million things to do. But I want to hear some amens. I want to hear some witnesses. You understand seed time and harvest? You understand, friends? You understand that we are on the verge right now?
Okay. Well, here, Coach. All right, I'll come in. Somebody else wanted to come. All right.
Amen.
So we're coming up to 3 years from Gettysburg where we were
at. Hang on a minute. Time out a minute, Greg. Hang on. How come the national media knows our name? Go ahead.
Well, it's a year ago to the day that the Blue Angels flew over when I said Jesus Christ is King of the Airways, and Randy had his decree of the media. So it's been a year today, right? So, but anyways, this is a 3-year time frame that we're coming up from. We're asking the country to be in repentance, and I think the Lord started us. And he's answering some of the people that did repent. Doesn't mean the whole nation did, but we were asking for repentance. You're asking for equal justice. If you look at the big block things that you did, or we did, or all of us were doing, we were asking the Lord to move in these areas, and we gave the Lord the time to do it, and he's doing it right now. What makes it significant really right now, Coach, is we're coming up to the end of the Hebrew calendar, which is going to be in September. That's when it always flips. And when you have this time frame, you see major shifts of really worldwide national things that are happening. So it's going to be a really interesting fall.
It's going to be a really interesting fall. Now, hang on. Listen. This is going to come out of nowhere, okay? Uh some of us need to run for office. Hey, easy one, school board. And look, you don't have to win. You got to run. It gives you a platform to expose what's going on. Don't run with the intent to win. Run with the intent to expose. They have to give you time. You write a letter to the editor, they have to put it in. You're a candidate for school board. We need to try to infiltrate and bring these things down from within. So hang on real quickly, trying to connect some dots here. Spencer, pull up, where did I put it? Pull up the action through school board elections. Do you have that with Spence? Okay, yes, yeah, you do. This from John Sands. I think I can use John's name. I'm going to forward it to you, Spence. John sent this to me today, and boom, boom, it resonated with me. It resonated with me. Oh, my goodness. I'm waiting for Spencer to get it. John said I could share this. I wouldn't share a personal email without some approval. Did you get it yet, Spence? Are you kidding me? It's how many miles is it? Should have already been there. I'm going to read it. Oh, here you go. Coach, in your morning show, you've recently stressed taking action. So I collected signatures and filed as a candidate for the Cuyahoga Falls School Board. I live in Silver Lake, which is part of the Cuyahoga Falls School District in northeastern Ohio. There's nothing whatsoever Christian about our public schools, but it will give me an opportunity to speak the truth. Run for school board, baby. Run for school board. Run for county commissioner. Run for whatever. It gives you an opportunity to expose. I'm going to say it again. Don't run to win. Run to expose. Go ahead, Johnny.
Thanks, Coach. I just wanted to reiterate with Bill Gates, the reason I brought him up is there's a lot of reports going around right now because they failed with the vaccine. Some of you might have heard about it, but he is developing a way to basically, you know what a crop duster is?
Yep.
Is they want, he's going to implement mRNA into the food system by basically crop dusting it on our food source. The technology is getting to the point where if they can't get it in your arm, they're going to find a way to do it. And this is why it's on my heart so much, is why we need to, I don't know, I just feel like the Holy Spirit's telling me, John, we need to go, you guys need to go and pursue Bill Gates, because they're going to stop it. He's going to stop at nothing.
He's one of the kings of the earth, isn't he? Huh? We're going to pray for the exposure of Bill Gates. Oh, I love that one. I love that one. Man, oh, man. Who's up?
He's the largest owner of farmland in the
buying land everywhere, Chad. Buying land everywhere. He is one of the kings of the earth, and he set themselves. Come on, friends. Come on.
He's activating mosquitoes as well.
Activating mosquitoes. Huh? Come on in, Clint. Pastor Clint.
Morning, Coach.
The Georgia Guidestones, baby. Where are the Georgia Guidestones today? Where are they?
Well, you were talking about they're in history is the only place they're in. You were talking about seed time and harvest. I remember you called me up. I think it was in October. My dates get wrong, but... that we're going to Georgia Guidestones. It wasn't even on my radar. And when we went to the Georgia Guidestones, that was the seed. And then time, God just kept eating at my heart, just kept on about those Georgia Guidestones. So our church on Memorial Day met Sunday morning, met down there, and we had service down there. And the urge got stronger. So I said, you know what? I'm going to the city commission, not the city, the county commissioners. And I got advice from you and about court, you know, about the court decisions. And I said, look, this is a religious monument. And I got all the information about how they were taking care of it. The county was spending money on it. And I said, I want to put a cross and Ten Commandments on there to represent Christianity. And they wouldn't do it, of course. And then I implored them. I said, well, then you need to take that monument down. Then 3 weeks later, the harvest came. And that's when, I mean, you know, that's a perfect example of that. And then, you know, of course, they were, God took them down. And then you were talking about running for school board and county commissioner. I remember I was going to say something yesterday. You were talking about the Masons and monuments and whatnot. And I remember when I was a county commissioner, they were going to build a new fire station. And the Masons wanted to put, of course, a cornerstone there, a Masonic emblem. And they had to have the county commissioner's permission. And I said, no. And, of course, it just blowed up in my face. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. But that, too, that is a religious plaque.
That's right.
And I said, they can put one as long as my church, Cornerstone Church, can put one right beside of it. They wasn't going to have it. And I said, if you don't, I'm going to sue the heck out of you.
Amen.
And guess what? It did not get put. One, the only fire station in the county that does not have a Masonic plaque on it.
Amen. Amen. Hey, dudes. Seed time harvest. We don't believe in the supernatural power of God. We don't believe in the prophetic. Remember, what is the prophetic? It isn't future telling. The prophet speaks truth and authority to power. That's what the prophet does. That's what the prophet does. You are the man. Anybody remember that? That prophetic unction? You are the man. You did it. Talking about some guy killed his wife and did it. Oh, no, throw him in jail. No, you are the man, dude. Right? Huh? Folks, prophetic, speaking truth to power on behalf of God. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help us. Come on, somebody, come on in here. I never had such a hard time getting people yapping today. Let me say, Mark Trump, I got one for you. Spencer, pull up new cancer treatment. Pull that one up. This will blow your mind. Pull that up. Hang on, Jack. I'll get right with you. Groundbreaking cancer treatment, which destroys tumors with sound. What? Yeah, they've been dumping all the garbage inside of us, and making us take these pills and that pills. And lo and behold, what have they discovered? Ultrasound kills cancer. Oh, they're going to fight that for all they're worth, aren't they? Look at the money. $200,000 for liver cancer surgery. $200,000. Oh, you mean they can just connect me up to a frequency machine, Mark? I could just do that? They connect me to a frequency machine. I don't have to take drugs and lose all my hair. Really? I wonder how long they've known about this one. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Coach, one of the benefits that you've missed so far is all those great places that you went to and all the great things that you did. Look at the personal growth of the people that went and what they have done individually throughout the country.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Huh? Hey, I'm not bragging. You know them by their fruit. Is there fruit to Coach Dave Live? Is there fruit? I'd say there's a lot of fruit here. Am I a control freak? No. Hey, Coach, throw me the ball. Boom. Here you go. Go, baby. Go. Go. That's the way it's supposed to operate, by the way. The man standing in the pulpit's supposed to be throwing you the ball so that you can run and do it. RJ, come on in.
Hey, Lord. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that in all these things we know that He, the Lord, is the vine, and we are the branches. And it's through Him that we can, there's nothing that we cannot do. Nothing shall be impossible with Him. And so we can do these things knowing it's not just us alone. We're not doing it for ourselves.
Amen.
For His glory.
Amen.
All the way.
Amen. For His children and His grandchildren, for our children and our grandchildren, right? Come on.
It's to set captives free everywhere that we go. Setting captives free.
Amen. Hey, can I tell you something, Randy? I should, of course I can. This all started because I was on my lawnmower. And the Lord said, go to Hillary's. Boom. And I went in, and my wife thought I was crazy. She thought I was nuts. Little did I know that Randy Lunsford was going to show up and pray on that threshold, and Hillary Clinton basically done in politics. Thank you, Lord, through Randy. Yeah, don't miss this. Don't miss this. The Lord gave me the vision, but I wasn't going to be scoring the touchdown. I was going to hand the ball to Randy. I was going to let Randy score the touchdown. And then I was going to hand the ball to Craig and let Craig score a touchdown. Anybody following this other than me? Can you imagine if the church got all caught this? Imagine if we got on fire and caught this. Come on in, Randy.
Well, this is a revolution, Coach. It's just we don't know it until we get down the road and look back and see that.
That's right.
You know, but, you know, that's why, you know, and I started writing down all those events. There's a lot more. I mean,
oh my goodness.
I can't list them all. And I just hit on some of the bigger ones. But Coach, this the revelation that we have, and I'm not bragging, but it's just, you know, the first thing I wrote was you went to Hillary's. You were an act of obedience. Martin Luther wrote, you know, he wrote the thesis, and he nailed it on the door. I mean,
and Randy,
action starts the ball rolling.
Listen, Randy, I heard from the Lord, and I listened to the Lord, not my wife. Because my wife said, you're crazy, don't go. I love her. She's just protective of me. She said, you're going to go get arrested? They're going to kill you? Don't go. I said, honey, I got to go. Why?
Because I heard
that voice. Listen, let me tell you something. Are you ready? This is Randy, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'll bring you right back in. This is the greatest revelation you're ever going to get. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, there immediately comes a second voice. Yang and yang. The Holy Spirit says, hey, go stake that. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, but everybody's going to see you out there, and they're going to think you're crazy. Why would you want to go do that? Huh? Somebody say amen? So you want to be effective in the kingdom, stop the second voice. No, don't stop it, but ignore the second voice. Come on in, Randy. I walked all over. Come on back in.
No, good point. Good, very good point, Coach. But, you know, people say, oh, prophetic, what is that stuff? You know, yep. Or you can say, you're going to be crazy and go to the extreme, like, and everything's prophetic, and you become a weirdo. But it's very simple, Coach. It's hearing the Holy Spirit and being obedient. That's all it is. That's all it is. It means that God's voice is still alive now, just as much as it was when Jesus walked on the earth. And,
so Randy,
you can move in that and believe it and do something. That's what that means. You are prophetic.
God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And so I'm out staking by myself. Me and little Davey, my little namesake, we're out staking. And what happens in my head? I hear, oh, what are you going to do if they come out? What are you going to do if the librarian comes out? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Coach? I said, well, I'm going to tell them I'm praying. What are you doing here? I'm praying. What? Yeah, I'm praying. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for this office. I'm praying for your business. And smile and drop a stone.
You get so easy, man. Who's going to get you? Somebody said they want to go to Bill Gates' house. Well, go. They come out and say, what are you doing here? Praying. I'm praying for Bill Gates. Oh, it's at that time already? Oh, Spencer, I got to run. Let's go get him. See you on Monday.